The word for you today is, are you being tested? In Psalm 26, verse 2, in the New International Version of your Bible, we read, test me, O Lord, examine my heart and my mind. Let me ask you a question. Are you going through a test? Well, tests demonstrate what you've learned. The truth is, until you're tested, you don't really know what you know or what you don't know. Tests are opportunities to prove your maturity and your potential. So remember the following things. A. You'll experience tests at each stage of your growth. B. Your goal in each case should be to pass the test. Otherwise, you get to take it again and again until you get it right. C. Testing always precedes promotion. Actually, it prepares you for it and proves you're ready to handle it. If you cheat or try to copy somebody else's answers, you may temporarily seem to succeed, but eventually time and circumstances will reveal you for what you are, someone who can't handle what you manipulated your way into getting. And D. Self-promotion can never replace divine promotion, so don't rush ahead of God. Wait. Allow Him to open the door. And finally, E. A product cannot be safely and profitably used until it's been thoroughly tested, and neither can God. God's not a hard-hearted parent who enjoys seeing his children struggle through life's tests. Actually, if he were to visit you in person, he'd probably say something like this. Look, I don't enjoy making you go through this, but it's the only way to prove you're ready for what's ahead. Before I can use you greatly, I must test you thoroughly. Now, generally, God's tests are about your character. And like any good actor in a stage play that doesn't go according to the script, your job is to stay in character. Regardless of what anyone else does, please follow God's script for your life.